Reconciliation, the first time. One of the lies I learned growing up is that if a relationship is broken, it's Humpty Dumpty. All the king's horses and all the king's men can't make it whole again. In my world, differences were not resolved, they were tolerated. Apologies were not made. People just got over whatever it was and went on, pretending that everything was just fine. Consequently, people neither learned nor changed from the experience. I was in my early 50s before I had my first experience with reconciliation. His name was Wendell Jones, and I have his permission to tell this story. Wendell and I worked together. Actually, we didn't work together. We worked in the same building, under the same roof. We had the same boss. We had the same title. I'm not sure why, and it doesn't really matter, but Wendell and I detested each other. The people around us accommodated our dysfunction, making it easy for us to continue it and easier for them to tolerate it. When we were in the same place at the same time, everyone's anxiety rose and people were uncomfortable. So they kept us apart as much as possible. And this went on for 9 years. Then I left that organization for a new position in a different city. A couple of years later, I went back for a visit. Down the center of the administration building was a long hallway that offices branched from. As I walked into that hallway, the first office I passed was Wendell's. His door was closed. Without my knowledge or consent, my hand went out and opened the door. He was in. He was surprised to see me. In fact, he said something like, "Well, Nancy, what trouble are you here to stir up today?" But this time I didn't bite his hook. Instead, I shook his hand and said, "It's nice to see you." So he motioned for me to sit down and asked politely, "How are you?" My answer surprised me. I told the truth. I said, "Well, I've been through hell, but I'm okay now." He was immediately interested. "What happened?" he wanted to know. I told him the story of a very difficult situation I'd just been through with one of my children. He listened intently. When I finished, he said, "I've had something so similar in my family." He told me his story. I listened intently. Then I glanced at the clock. It was time to leave for an appointment. So we stood. He said, "I could just hug you for talking to me like this." I said, "Well, why don't you then?" Very briefly, we embraced. Tears welled in our eyes. Then it was over. Afterwards, I received 3 letters from Wendell assuring me that he was a happily married man and that hug was about friendship and nothing more. But I knew all along what that hug was about. It was relief and gratitude for reconciliation. A load was lifted. We were free to be friends. Our reconciliation happened about 11 years ago, and we are still friends today. Our friendship has outlasted our enmity. In Wendell's words, it's a whole lot better to be friends.